This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rick Haro joins us tonight, our sports business and legal insider. I have no idea where he is. He was in San Diego. He was in Washington, D.C. He's a well-traveled all over the world. He's a legend. Where are you tonight, Mr. Haro?
Oklahoma City. They got the Bowtie Ball, which is the Fields and Futures, and this MAPS plan, which is a big kind of infrastructure plan that has spent $1 billion on stadiums and stuff, passed 72% two nights ago. So I've been here for a while, and we were doing this Bowtie kind of Christmas extravaganza. I just turned on the game. I guess I kind of missed it, right? An hour ago it might have been close, but wow, 42 points, huh? God, what kind of defense is that?
Believe me, it's more than just the defense. Their defense has been absolutely abysmal, but this guy, Darnold, some of his reads and passes make me want to puke. I mean, this guy is absolutely all over the place. But now it's 42-21. They got the two-point conversion to Anderson, a miraculous catch in the corner of the end zone. So there you go. They're at least within in 7.5 minutes, they are within a backdoor cover if they can score. So
you can do that. But by the way, so I'm in Oklahoma City, then Kansas City tomorrow. I'm going to go to my bucket list, Kansas basketball Saturday, and the Chiefs Broncos Sunday. I've never been to Arrowhead as a fan. That'll be cool.
It's a great place. I've been there. Not only have I been there, I was there as a child and got to take a picture with and get an autograph, and I have it to this day with Len Dawson.
Yeah, well, how about Hank Stram matriculating down the field? I remember, that early 70s. How about that Dolphin Chiefs game? We in Miami hang on to that because we have nothing else to hang on to.
Oh, now listen, let me ask you a question. Did you hear about David Stern tonight?
No. What did he do?
He had a brain hemorrhage.
Oh, no.
And he's okay. In a hospital and not doing well, apparently.
Oh, boy. He is he still raises money for charity. I saw him about 6 months ago, very lucid. Everybody still attracts a crowd, so that's not good.
So here's another one for you. What do you think of the replacement, Adam Silver? Tonight they announced, today, that the NBA will have a G League team in Mexico City.
Well, that's the right answer because they want to go as many places as they can, and the G League is a perfect kind of scouting alternative. They're not going to have big attendance, but if they have some attendance and they get through all the issues regarding immigration and all that, it's the right answer. And by the way, speaking of basketball, the speaker tonight, Bill Walton. I never spent any time with him. What a classic. I don't think he's on this planet, but by the way, the planet that he's on, I want to be on. It was really fun. I interviewed him and asked him a couple questions, and 10 minutes later we came up for air.
Yeah, I think he's actually fantastic doing basketball games. He's entertaining. He's bizarre. He's weird. He's a freak. He's funny. He does stuff like living in teepees and stuff. He's absolutely out of his mind. But I think it's fascinating because, believe it or not, I think everybody else sounds the same. I think everybody else is the same boring, same analyst, same sport coat.
Standing O tonight to a mainstream fundraiser crowd for fields and for kind of arenas and corporate stuff. And he's good with jeans on. He's good with shorts on. I did the interview with him today and, the John Wooden stuff. He's had 38 surgeries. He was near death for a few years. He was talking about spirituality and life. But he also knows the game, and he's also brighter than most people. So I loved today with the guy.
He actually, believe it or not, I think got the most fantastic education ever at UCLA because I think John Wooden made sure that he got that accomplished. And I think he credits, from what I remember of him, he credits Wooden for all of his success in life.
Everything. Well, Jack Ramsey a little bit when he was with the Blazers, he said, but it was really wooden this, wooden that. He told the story real quick. I won't tell it like he did because we don't have 40 minutes. But he said that, he came in as a senior and went to John Wooden and said, hey, I want to grow a beard. It's the late 60s. I want to express myself, First Amendment. And he said, you know, Bill, it's really well thought out, and you have every right to do it, but we're going to miss you. Which was a great line.
So I have to ask you a question. I was Rick Caro with us, our sports business and legal insider, good friend of mine. So I have to say, you know, I've been watching the Champions League and the Premier League, and believe it or not, La Liga, Bundesliga. I watched the French League. I've watched the Spanish Premier League. I've been watching millions of games. And I have to tell you, the more I get involved watching this great game around the world of soccer, football, whatever you want to call it, I find, listen, I mean this when I say this. I think it is now surpassing for me as the best sport to actually watch on television or in person. I have to say why, because I think that the NFL and NBA and NHL and baseball, with all of their G-damn commercials and timeouts and reviews and video reviews and all the and the refs just ruining games. I have to tell you, watching, you know, 90 minutes of football, soccer, where they just have like a 10, 15-minute halftime where they cram all the commercials in at the halftime, I actually find that very palatable and pleasing and synthetic, that I get to watch 90 minutes of pure excellence at the highest level of the game, the best players in the world playing. And I got to tell you, it's so much better, in my opinion, than any sport in America. It's not even funny.
Well, maybe college basketball, because you get a game there for 2 hours, right? But the bottom line is, people more, it's a brilliant move to have the Premier League be capturing Saturday morning. It's either Saturday morning cartoons or the Premier League, and NBC got it done. And then you led to Bundesliga and La Liga and everybody else. And the MLS, some say, is a beneficiary because everybody's watching soccer. Others say you can realize how good international soccer is versus not. Listen, I'm in Oklahoma City, and they just got a stadium done as part of their referendum. They may want USL, keep it. They may want MLS. But soccer is sweeping the country, and a lot of it is because everybody's watching Premier League and La Liga and everything you're watching. So you're not alone.
Well, and now you've got, like, so I was watching, you know, they have the Europa now going on, with the, which is basically the failed Champions League teams that didn't make it to the knockout stage, right? And I'm just, like, fascinated with it. I just think it's absolutely unbelievable. And some of these leagues, like, that I've watched, I never even, you know, really knew about a lot of them. You know, I didn't know, I mean, the teams. So when I looked at the tables and started studying it, I found more and more, like, I'm just fascinated by it. And some of these, you know, player contracts and the money they're making and the money they invest, like some of that, like the Man City team owned by these sheiks. I mean, these are multi-billionaires. I mean, they do not mess around. These players are making fat money, Rick.
Well, and look at the tinkering they do with their product. You know, it's 150 years old, so you would say, why change? Well, the relegation idea is a great idea. Listen, if they had relegation, this Jets team would be gone. My Dolphins would be gone. And, you know, they earn the right to come up next year. You can't do that here because everybody is signed on to a same kind of structure, and you'd kill the asset value, so you never do it. But over there, that's a big deal. And these tournaments mid-season, as you said, when Adam Silver said he wants to experiment with something like that, everybody said you're crazy. But take another look. When you look at some kind of things to shake up the monotony of a regular season, it is good stuff.
All right, so we'll come back with Rick Caro. We'll go decade in review and go through the technology and media of the last 10 years. When is that coming up, Carver? What do we got next, Mavi? Huh? Okay, we'll go. Then we'll do this real quick. Do I have time to do this, right? All right, so, Rick, let's go through some of these really fast. My apologies.
Yeah, cool.
High definition.
So, yeah, well, you know, what we did was we did the top 15 items that influenced technology in the decade. And number one, I thought, was high def. Remember when Wide World of Sports and their clips, what they looked like. The first high def television was ABC in January for the Super Bowl there. But now every telecast is HD, and it's become a big deal. 4K TV, ultra high def. Imagine what would happen if we didn't have it. So this whole idea of content taking over the world, that's a big deal this last decade. This is a whole decade in review.
What about smartphones? You would think that'd be huge.
Well, yeah, I mean, smartphones galore, but the bottom line is everybody's realizing that now more people are watching iPhones, iPads than they are television, big television, little televisions. And so we have opportunities to do it right. So if you do it wrong, remember what mobile ESPN did. It didn't make it in the 2010s, died 2006. They lost $150 million. So the bottom line is you got to do it right. But obviously, this is here to stay.
What about all the cameras they have, like at NFL games and sporting events, that are hanging over the field of play and tennis courts and the like?
That's in our top five. We talked about cameras as kind of big deal. Not only the high-tech stuff built into iPhones, but the technology in 1984 introduced the aerial camera used in the NFL after 2001. And now, look, field goals look a lot harder from 50 yards with that camera behind the kicker. And so we even have stuff like the Drone Racing League now, which in its fourth season, Twitter, NBC, Sky Sports, all their global media partners cover it, and you couldn't do it without some of this new technology.
What about, like, the Fitbits and the Apple Watches and, like, Beats by Dre and, like, VR headsets and the like?
Wearables is number six on the list, and so Fitbit 2007. More than 100 million devices. Chinese companies, Samsung and others, can't even pronounce it. They've entered the market and have taken it over. Google is looking at buying Fitbit for $2.1 billion. So you wear it, you track it, you look at the numbers, you buy it, and it's making a lot of coin.
How about social media certainly has changed the world?
Well, you know, it certainly has for a lot of different reasons. We have a president that's become president because now we have Twitter every morning, for example. But now pro athletes are only as good as their Instagram stories. By the way, Ronaldo, 160 million followers. Neymar, 112 million. LeBron, 48 million. Even Gareth Bale at 40 million. So we don't track people based on their home runs and their offensive productivity anymore. We track them based on social media.
Ronaldo with the game winner for Juventus yesterday, and Neymar had a goal as well for PSG in the Champions League. They both are
listen
badasses.
To you. You're going to put out odds now, too? Are you ready for that?
I actually am. So sports gambling, how much has that changed everything, and fantasy?
Well, fantasy, obviously a big deal. We used to do fantasy in 2011. DraftKings, FanDuel expanded it. I would say that gambling is kind of number one as far as traditional change, although it's on the top 10 as far as tech is concerned as well. But let's remember that we have about 18 states. By next year, we're going to have nearly 30. And in 10 years, everybody, I predict, except maybe Utah, is going to have some kind of gambling because they don't want to lose the revenue from their next-door neighbor. And the bottom line is leagues, player association, everybody. And now we're going to have gambling, as you know, inside arenas and stadiums. And 5 years ago, people would have thought you were crazy.
And they already do. And finally, analytics.
Yeah. Well, now we hire people, you know, based on who they are and what kind of geeks they are. And I only mean that the Bill James baseball abstracts, remember that? That was an outlier. Now front offices will hire everybody who can do the analytics. And it's still the age-old debate. Old-time general managers say, you got to make decisions with your heart. The analytics guys in control say, yeah, but you got to do it based on numbers. That debate's as old as the hills, and we'll keep going.
All right, Rick, have a fantastic weekend and a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I will not be here next week when we do this normal report. So if I don't talk to you, have a wonderful holiday with your family and friends and a safe one. And God bless you. I love you. And happiest of holidays.
I love you too, man. If we're not on the air, I'm going to call you anyway because I need my Pharrell fix.
That's what I'm talking about. Rick Haro, ladies and gentlemen, from Oklahoma City tonight.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.